straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm unforgettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristle's Vault.
Must listen to radio. It's become Bristle's Vault. By the way, Nick Revolt, we're going to have live in the box here. Same with Matty Boyd for fans of the Saints and the Western Bulldogs. And that late change Brian told you about. Jordan Ruffhead in, Clay Smith out. All right. Bristle's Vault.
Now,
this is a casket of tapes that were dropped off at the Cloak of Darkness.
And they've been tracked, and I'm on to them legally. And there is. So you need to be careful the way you do this because we have confronted the stealer of the tapes who then unsold them.
Well, you say it was the beautiful Mrs. T, but you coughed them up at a garage sale, and therefore they ended up out in the ether. And this bloke's got them and brought them in and said to us, I reckon you probably should have a listen to what's in
here. Got about $5 for them.
I thought they were mousetraps or something.
Anyway, we heard very early in this series of Bristle's Vault, Brian go one-on-one with the great George Foreman. And, of course, during that famous interview, twice as he was live on air with Brian, he took a phone call to speak to someone else. And this is 1991, where it wasn't mobiles or anything. So
and I was young.
He's taking a landline call from someone else mid-interview.
And recall BT saying, it's okay, I've got my coffee.
Yeah, I've got a nice warm cup of coffee.
Oh, he's a very busy man.
So what Brian clearly decided to do was go back and have a second look at George Foreman. So let's have a listen.
5 seconds, George Foreman. 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome back to 3Z, the good sports. Well, boxing's been in the news lately with our own Jeff Fenwick. A lot of legal problems there as to whether he'll get a rematch with Azuma Nelson. Another guy in the heavyweight scene that's been in a bit of problem lately as well is former world heavyweight champion of the world, George Foreman. He joins us on the good sports now. Good morning to you, George.
Hello.
Well, George, there's been a few reports out here lately that you're having problems getting a rematch with Evander Holyfield, and I believe that you're even going to sue him for up to $100 million.
Well, that's a lot of $1 million, I tell you.
I spoke to you a month or two back, and you mentioned that, yes, you wanted to be the world heavyweight champion of the world, and you wouldn't give up until you were. However, you wouldn't hang around forever waiting for the shot. Now, how long are you going to wait for this guy, Holyfield?
Well, I'm going to be active for another year.
What about Mike Tyson? I mean, if Mike Tyson happens to... if this fight goes ahead and Mike Tyson beats Holyfield, have you been assured that you'll get a crack at him?
Pretty much. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, George, you're back?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Have you had much to deal to do with Don King, and what's your opinion of Don King, the man himself?
I call Don King the Idi Amin of boxing, and I call Lou Duva Saddam Hussein. That's pretty much the way I feel about him.
Okay. We look forward to seeing George Foreman back in the ring fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship of the World. This time, not just fighting, but winning. So good luck to you, George.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
BT.
There's so many bits I love, but when George gives it the, I'm going to be active for another year.
You're taking the fake laugh to a new level too, BT, in that one.
Oh, no.
I was young.
That is
very young.
And yeah. Even put you on hold again for a split second.
He did, right. It's just in mid-interview, he's paused again.
Oh, that is absolute gold.
This is illegal.
Why did you go back to him so quickly? It seems like a month after you first spoke to him. You just... So we went back to the well.
Someone else must have fallen through.
I love his he's very hard hitting at the start.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
You're going to sue for $100 million. There's no softening in the interview at all.
And I think it rubs them up the wrong way, Duck, because they give him nothing after it.
They just go away,
George's response, that's a lot of millions of dollars.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast, only on the Triple M app.